So the meeting will have that same format as the last time, so same with my switching over, I've just left my first two meetings. I have mailed to you the minutes of the last meeting, just the same time.
Okay, cool.
And was there any questions you had arise from the last meeting that particularly bothered you?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, cool. Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Yeah. Hi, we're Raj again. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss what the trends were then. How this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important it is. So we have to look on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was done in a way. We have done not only recent mood control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market. Because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So, what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for those fancy mobile remote controls which look and feel very good, rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor, because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further twice as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in designing our remote controls.
The last one is most important.
No, the first
That's
one
right.
is the outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook,
okay.
It's a fancy design.
Rather
than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control, that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement. And the third most important aspect to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use. Like, it shouldn't be too much complicated, there shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control, it shouldn't be too complicated, and like this way. And it should be, and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something, so that they would know how to use this remote control. When we did our recent fashion update shows that.
Sorry, I'm just eating fruit and vegetables. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
we have to, because you can see how people have related their clothes, shoes, and furniture, everything with fruits and vegetables. Because the world is now changing its trend towards organic,
okay.
Becoming more and more organic. Becoming
big sponge one.
Yeah. So
that's
yeah.
Very good.
So something
okay.
like that we should do.
Okay.
And people, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what we're
yeah.
gonna
yeah.
predict.
So that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that should also be taken into consideration. So
okay.
These are my views.
Okay, the spongy, not real spongy.
You think
like rubber would be good, or does it really want to?
The rubber which is good for health and which is quite disposable.
Okay.
That we can take
into.
Yeah, because
okay.
It shouldn't have any harm to the environment also, because
okay.
our company is very well adapted for taking all these concerns into consideration.
Okay.
So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Okay.
think that's so?
Fruit and veg. I don't know. That's what I think of when I think of that.
I remember it from
remote
college.
control.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else
And
is
were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said you don't want?
We didn't find out any such
Okay.
point. Yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool. What is it?
Function, I think.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you suggested.
You pick one. Is that under?
No, it's
Yeah,
got it, it's got it.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then at five, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the interface concept. Yeah, the interface specification, what people how they interact with it, basically, I think. So the method we looked at existing designs, what are the what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, going to look at their flaws and everything. And what the survey told us and what we think would be good. So a bit of imagination. The findings, I've got some pictures
Let's just
lining
test
up.
the rock at the
Yeah.
beginning.
Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And it also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in existing in between remote controls, but I think standard kind of shape and plane, those kind of buttons like the top right for on and off or something, I think
Right,
people find that important because then it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5?
No, just escape.
Escape,
Shoot.
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I still can't track the ball. Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I'll just talk you through them. This one is voice recognition. That's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing which we thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse, which,
Like the middle one.
yeah.
Okay.
And but I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that, like
It's
would you
kind of
put
like
it
scroll at
computer
that.
com
If I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing in front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press
That's
middle
like the
scroll.
LCD one, is
Right,
it?
okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side, but I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah,
I think that's
presumably.
what that is. So it's just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space-agey, but too many buttons, I think,
Yeah,
in that
looks
one
like
direction.
looks like something out of
Yeah,
Dread.
it does look kind of dangerous.
That's
This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there as few kids, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around that's pretty cool. And that's really easy to use, bright. So I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah,
Also,
I mean, the one
really
thing I think about these ones is these secured areas. I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing,
Right,
so
yeah.
like have a hinge rather than sort of cover
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of the things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one. I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think
Yeah,
that
I mean,
will
is that
sell
not
very
sort of to
well.
assist the blind or something, is it?
I guess so. I don't know. I think
It's
that was a bit.
blind don't watch TV.
Yeah,
They don't
exactly.
listen to anything.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out, I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it's kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because
right,
of the shape.
okay.
So that could, that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, are, it's just showing you how you can have different buttons that don't feel the same. So that's quite cool.
But people tend to recognise certain shapes to do certain things.
Yeah,
you?
Exactly. So those are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can program in. So I think maybe incorporating that in Einstein would be good. Is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, play, and shoot, and stuff like that. So that's, and it's much,
basics.
Yeah. So that's quite cool. Person, I think, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have
the LCD?
Yeah.
And the other stuff, I think.
And the speech recognition, so I think we're definitely going for speech recognition.
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new. So even if we increase our cost little bit within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement, as well as new design with fancy outlook,
uh-huh.
I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have a good sales
okay.
in the market.
I'm not sure if 25 euros, 12 euros 50
yeah.
manufacturing cost of the thing that might.
I can't see that. Although, I mean, to be sure, they have got, I mean, they are going crazy with the LCD technology now, so that you've got your LCD TVs and everything, so maybe the small one. But I mean, like, I the black and white, I guess, it just doesn't look funky enough.
No.
But, I mean, like, even mobile phones or whatever have now have colour LCD screens.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know about the cost of them.
But that's notwithstanding. Is it too complicated? Is it maybe too much just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing.
It will be easy because there will be on LCD screen, there will be different icons. They can just click OK, whatever they want.
When you use your own control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the TV.
That's true, yeah.
And it's, it just seems kind of like that.
And one of the survey findings was that they wanted it easy to use, so
right.
I think, I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for thing we're trying to go for easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out there, the bit it often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
Since we're going for the sort of company colours, I think your lemon wasn't it for
the lemon.
If it doesn't work, you know,
but we
just
don't
make a lemon.
Child friendly, yeah. Easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and stuff. I think that's
a
good idea.
I like the colourful buttons as well.
Yeah. And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouses now with their scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 25 to 35,
yeah.
So most people will have common contact with that
yeah.
kind of use.
So they'll be able to use that. As I said, I think it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So
and that means you get to bump that bit to the TV because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the user interface. So
I guess there are a lot of options that we're going to have to choose from among.
Yeah,
and
looks like it.
I'll give you the, I guess, technical considerations for those? I'm gonna use a whiteboard just because we haven't used it.
Yeah, I was just thinking myself too.
Right, so the way I'm gonna do this is we're gonna take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work. Reuse the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations and keep it all in budget. So, looking inside a very simple remote control. They sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside, and there's a chip processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off the shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's very cheap, and this remote costs nothing. Yeah. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps, and then that gets sent to the LED light, which I kind of see as that little red light bulb at the end, and that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control, because it defines.
So can we make them to pretty much any size we like, or is there a minimum?
No, I mean, this is a very old one, so now with the new technology, this is a minimally small and cheap thing
to keep it.
Right. So this is what we need to have, for certain. So, as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it going to be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than they had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, dull curve. So, lots of choices, what do we think? Sponge, I guess, is one of them.
Mm.
Well, I mean, latex has a kind of spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah,
and that would also give it kind of durability. And it's also sort of relatively cheap to cast. So maybe a sort of initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
Okay, so here, plastic, latex.
I like the rubber, the stress balls, I think, you know, that could be a bit of a gimmick, like it's
gives
a hold and...
So something with give to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that might be quite durable and easy to chuck around.
The color is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least incorporated.
Yellow incorporated, yellow.
Okay.
I mean, I forgot it was sort of, I don't know, other silver kind of other parts or
yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, and probably two different colours. Or if we're having buttons, actually.
So yellow,
body,
and then what colour for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons. So.
Yeah?
So
you do have ones like plain green or on and off as red and stuff like that.
Maybe just a limited multicolour so it doesn't look too childish.
Yeah, that's true. Because that blue one did look.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it a novel, I mean, double curve sounds good to me. If we're talking about ergonomic ease of use,
yeah.
It'd be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shape we want to go how exactly maybe
like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or just
that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't drop it.
What about a banana?
We can make novelty remote controls.
Well, yeah, I mean, like
we're gonna have a banana shaped remote control because it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lemon might be a
But
little
then how
hard
would
to
you
grip.
point it?
Yeah.
How would you point it? What?
It doesn't matter which end you want, I guess. We could have little LEDs on each end.
Clearly does. Pennies.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because then this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that whatever data shows that. So this.
Wait,
Yeah.
that's another idea.
So spongy.
I mean,
Okay.
Does seem a bit again childish to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of fruit and vegetable shape. What else did you say about fashion? What was the trend?
Ah, the fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people now.
Spongy.
An unidentifiable fruit or vegetable, so it had a stem, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah.
It'd be sort of
like
axially symmetric.
What's that? I don't even know the name of this. I'm kind of, you know, it's like looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So it looks like this kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a gourd.
Yeah, maybe it's something like.
Or a squash.
Cause that you can hold it in like bottom bit and.
And it has a clear top and bottom, so
yeah.
You can say, you know, it transmits from the scent.
I don't know where the hell I'm off.
I don't
That'll
know.
make us 50
What
million
do you
euro.
think?
Well, I guess it kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit, just
Right.
have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah,
then only we can relate it.
Yeah, it's
Relate
related by advertising
it.
or.
Exactly.
So double curved, single curved, refill.
Or we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good man, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure.
But,
I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. You do that.
And buttons, do we say different shapes or buttons?
I mean, for the specific functions, you know, up and down, play stop. They've got standard sort of intuitive
So
things that are always used.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like it.
With a scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, we've got scroll wheel and speech
recognition. Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, is the only thing.
Put the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
There's the microphone.
Yeah.
Worship.
I mean, are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just for inspiration, I think.
Glad we're not doing this
video. Yeah, I think I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I
can do some user tests with scroll wheel.
And I think if this new software for the sound recognition is then keep in the microphone.
So should the microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub centrally, so it's yeah. So it can be sort of held in. We really gonna need to hold it if it's gonna be voice recognition.
We can.
Oops.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore. So what else was that? What about the glow in the dark thing, the strip around it?
I still like it. But that's me.
Because we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah, some of it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably with funny fruit tubes.
Yeah.
Don't want to sort of.
Especially with yellow. Because
I mean, like, how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit?
Do you put it in the fruit bowl?
Yeah.
You know, and then
they
you
can
just
work
talk,
from
I
a
mean,
you don't have to
everybody's got a fruit bowl in front of a telly.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers.
Make them sour, make them think it's fruit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure they don't eat the remote.
I mean,
Yeah, do we
some, I mean, I have, like, think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like, I don't know, an apple. It's just apples, sort of. Yeah, little apples though.
I quite like the design of that, because that could sit on its own and
Yeah.
it's quite
Okay,
got
yeah,
quite
that's
a sturdy
good.
base.
Good.
And as I say, we don't want to be too ridiculous with the fruit thing, so.
Yes, correct.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld or close, it can set a distance.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you could actually. Yeah, it
Or
gives you the options.
we can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and casings of different shapes, different fruit shapes, in such a way that any casing could be fit into this mobile jello piece. So whatever people want, like if somebody wanted in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So a
Okay? It
selection
will
of
look
casing.
yeah.
Yeah,
In
but
terms
you said
of
about
fits with
disposables.
marketing,
Sorry?
You said about disposable and if people want disposable things, so
Like
that
if
makes
this
the
is
choice.
a like if this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of we need not to have a full cover. We
Yeah.
will just have a half of cover, okay?
Like
If
a
somebody
mobile
wants it
Yeah.
in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody wants it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look. So in that way, you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay. You
Without,
still
yeah.
need the buttons in the same places,
Yeah,
don't
button
you?
will be
You
on
keep
the upper
some of
side.
those though, so I mean.
Buttons will be on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other
Yeah.
side. Oh,
Buttons
okay.
will be on the upper side, lower side we will just put the casing. So half of that will be
Oh,
look
half
the,
a fruit.
yeah,
Oh,
not the
okay.
upper side. So from lower you can, means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look,
Okay,
whatever.
okay.
So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casings, fruit shape.
Okay.
I think if you're gonna have a fascia, then you want to have it so that it does go over the buttons. Because I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really. You know, because that'd be in the palm of their hand, they wouldn't be able to see
Yeah.
them. Unless you have sort of, you've got the buttons option on one side, and you get the fascia on the other side with the microphone so that you can place it face down, and you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the. Maybe.
Okay, so.
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah, so I guess we decide on the material, right? So that, like, spongy latex rubber, everything feel good. And the colors we got down. And the
Yeah.
shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or.
Well, because, well, I'm not sure if we should go so far on the whole fruit thing, because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit and
Okay, so we
because
stick with what we've got there.
we're, yeah, I think we're trying to get to 25, 35-year-olds want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looks fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of a too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomically shaped and organic, like it to hold based on fruits and natural things like that.
Okay.
Because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know? I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got the company's yellow.
Okay.
So again, I mean, like, we could have, I mean, we could quite easily have the main body be a different
Yeah, maybe we could
color,
have
but
that
have
pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with, you said,
kind of going
the slogan.
around, yeah.
Because
I mean, even if, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company colors, so.
Yeah.
You know, blue and yellow tend to go well together. So you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running
Yeah.
off one side of it, kind
Yeah.
of thing. Yeah, sort of.
Okay. As for the energy source, you know, almost every electrical uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a hand dynamo. Power flow is a kind of.
It's, I think it's basically the more you move it, it thing inside that just kind of powers
So those watches that
Yeah.
So this
Oh,
might
like
be a gift for something
inside
that people
of them?
really wanna grab
Yeah,
and shake
definitely.
it into existence.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
like
like that,
those
yeah.
watches that you
Yeah.
twist, yeah.
So
That's quite
if it's not
cool.
working,
You
I guess
shake it
people's natural reaction anyways to
Yeah.
just shake the thing.
But
do you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? That these type of cells, because then people have to like if this cell is out
Does leave them with an obligation to
Yeah,
especially if they want to use it as
Yeah.
Specifically as voice activated,
Yeah,
then
because
Yeah,
most of
just
the
say
then they
people
have to pick it up and then activate it
Yeah.
and then yeah.
Okay,
That's true.
right, what are the other options?
There's solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside and
Yeah.
solar energy and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that,
Yeah.
I think.
So
You know,
probably just
I've got enough facing houses, I'm gonna have something
But I
like
think
that.
we should
But
a
you also
rechargeable
That's
battery
true.
will be a good idea. They can
I mean
recharge it.
that idea that I thought just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and that kind of bother
And we're
is
very
having
environmentally friendly company, I
having
think,
a
so.
rechargeable stand so
Yeah.
that not only it doubles as a stand but for using it as recharging it but also for using it
Yeah.
as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones
Yeah,
kind of
Yeah,
thing.
that's,
Thing.
yeah, exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The user interface, the buttons, I guess we talked about this already.
What's chip on credit? What's Sorry, never mind.
The electronics, basically the more features we add, so the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy and put in, which adds to the cost, as you can expect. But I think we can keep it all in the budget. So the speech thing, you said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough. So
Yeah,
Just
and
in
if
time.
we're just having buttons and the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping.
Right.
That's good. Oh, okay,
And keep
we're
the
kind
LCD
of
screen up.
I just deleted that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so if you could was that you? That was your bit to cover.
Oh yeah, that was
Just accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next. Yeah.
So
Oh yeah.
control F8.
Yeah, mine seems to have turned off.
I just touched the pad.
You just touched the mic.
It's actually shut down.
It's on, but there's nothing.
Okay. Now
Yeah,
what
nothing's screen
we have
changing.
our next meeting in half an hour
Yeah.
and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in clay.
Oh, I get to do it too.
Yeah,
Cool.
so that's yeah. So you know, I mean, luckily we chose a nice simple shape.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent by your personal coaches.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Save everything to the shared documents, is that right?
Yeah, I hope I can recover this because I've accidentally deleted it. This doesn't really help me much.
I think I saved mine already.
Yeah, can you save that send that last one again, please, Raj, as I still can't find it on the
It was under a
drive.
different name. I will show you in shared documents.
Okay.
Components from Oh, you didn't get that.
No.
I will send it.
Okay, thank you.
I will put it in shared documents again.
Yeah, project
Project
documents.
documents, sorry, I put it in the shared documents.
Right, that's
Yeah.
actually that it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
But I can't open that because it asks for some username or password.
Yeah.
Let me show you.
This will tell my security.
Oh right, I think hold on.
So what is happening? You don't really have to do this function.
Yeah, I don't
Oh,
know.
came up on my agenda.
Okay.
Presumably it's playing somewhere.
You know, I'm working quite.
I do, yes. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Yeah, that's okay.
Whoops.
Light,
please,
light, okay, light. And we're pioneers in space age materials.
Yeah, quite. And we're using the sort of basic chipset, so. It's all good.
Are we done with our meeting?
I think we're almost done, yeah.
You have to keep your pen separate, we're to find you with your pen.
Oh, oops, sorry then. Okay, still didn't manage to get down all the last bits, so we have rechargeable and. Okay, so cannot run, that's okay, supplements. See?
Cool. Fun.
Should go something like that, see, I knew that I should have sort of engineered it so it ended up making a difficult shape. It's for cruelty.
Yeah.
Banana's easy to make, though.
Why do I think we like literally make it sort of buttons and everything?
Buttons are.
No, but
Should
yeah,
we
we can do buttons.
No, I think that's our discussion over unless anybody's got questions or confusions, because I'm confused.
Don't need to get a questionnaire.
No?
This one.
That's good. We'll probably get a questionnaire in a minute, it's
Thank you.
There we go, morning for this meeting now. I rounded it up, I'll do that. I did it again, I'm gonna go and my documents and so on.